Hi, this is Kevin from the Magic Our Way podcast, and you're listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 44 for Monday, December 11th, 2017.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, YouTube Kids alternatives that'll keep porn and other inappropriate things away from your kids' eyes.
We've got an ingenious way to be able to dip your nuggets while driving. We'll cover the many reasons why winter sucks and, of course, a crazy news story.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Less than 1 week till I get to go see the new Star Wars, so I'm pretty pumped.
Aha. We typically just go on Benjamin's birthday, which is a little bit after Christmas. So we usually go like the day after, so we're excited too. And it comes out on digital on the 19th, so a week from Tuesday, I think that is. I've already pre-ordered it.
We're going to watch it on Christmas morning with the kids.
It? <Just kidding. laughs> You should.
Be terrible. Speaking of Christmas, so still this mountain of Amazon boxes. It's gotten even bigger since last time.
So is my pile. I started to do what you did, and I've got stuff delivering pretty much every day. Most of it for me, though.
It's ridiculous.
That way I get what I want.
It's funny how we always find ways to spend money on ourselves during the holidays. It's not my fault. All the deals are so good. You know, I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, at some point, I'm hoping to, you know, maybe fucking wrap some of these and then maybe get my studio back. But I can't even get to the printer. I can print something, and you know, I gotta like, I feel like I need to put on hiking boots to get there though. So
you don't just hand it to them in the box that it came in. I mean,
with the label on it, it's wrapped in cardboard and Amazon Prime stickers. We're good.
Just have it addressed to them, that way you don't have to put any new label on it. You just go, hey, find the one that's got your name on it.
Yeah, you just cross out from on there and just put Santa.
They can't read.
On the shipping label.
Well, Colin can.
My 8-year-old can read just fine.
Well, I was thinking Harrison.
Harrison.
They're talking about his Peppa Pig Playmobil or whatever it was you got him.
Yeah, that's in there too. It's all in there. Got an iPad in there. Got a bunch of other shit.
Anything else coming? Anything big? Or is that kind of the big stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we started really early this year, so pretty much Kelly and I are going out on Sunday. My in-laws are watching the kids for a little bit, so we can go out and kind of, you know, finish up some loose, tie up some loose ends. Yeah. And hopefully be done.
Yeah, we've got a few things coming in, but it was just kind of an exercise. We were down in North Carolina last week and walking around the store with Benjamin, just kind of have him look at stuff and seeing what he picked up. And I actually got some good ideas. So I've ordered a bunch of it already. He'll be all right.
We got an RC BB-8 actually. I saw it, yesterday I was at Target with Harrison. I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, that looks so freaking cool. So, and normally it's like $80 this particular one, but it was on sale for $49.99. And I'm like, oh, we should buy it for Colin. He's going to want that. So what I ended up doing was calling up elderly listener. I'm like, do you need to buy anything else for Colin for Christmas? And, you know, we worked it out. So
is it the one like they have at the Apple store? The one that you control with the iPad and iPhone?
No, it's not the Sphero one. It's another RC one, but it looks pretty cool.
He'll have fun.
He will. I think I might enjoy it as well. Kelly actually accused me of actually buying this gift selfishly for me.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. They've got the big R2-D2 over there at the Apple store, and Ben wanted it, and he played with it a good bit last time when I went to go get the iPhone 10. So I think he was eyeballing it, but we've got some wood floors you could use it on, but with the dog, it just would kind of get all the dog hair in there. So I'm not at the point where I think I'm patient enough to be able to have to dig all the hair out with tweezers and the little gears, and no, it's okay.
Yeah, so we have a good amount of hardwood floors and other solid surfaces upstairs and in the basement too, so
that's good.
That's still, I don't know.
You know what I'm enjoying?
I don't know.
You can take a wild guess. You're going to be enjoying it too here in a second.
porn.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Oh, beer. That's
what time, Rob? It's a Friday. I mean Monday, the 11th.
Hey, when you drink a beer more than once on the show, do you put the duplicates on your wall too?
I didn't. They're here on the table.
Oh, good. Yeah, I always have like a cachet. Like I have a reserve area for beers I've recently drank, but like I refuse to put it on the wall until I rinse it out really good and stuff. And I don't want it to smell like old beer. So I rinse it out. I only do that every couple weeks. So, but
you're going to need a new shelf. You're running out of space up there.
I've started a row in front of the old row, and I'm like halfway down that one.
You can't do that. Then you won't be able to see the other ones.
It's my basement, Robert. I can do what I want.
No, not allowed. You got to get a new one. Get your masonry bid out and put up a new one in that brick.
Oh, I worked so hard to get this, to do this.
After the new year.
Masoning.
That'll be my next project to figure out how to get this shit on the video.
I don't know. Like,
I need a new project.
We'll get there. Anyways, on to beer.
What do you got?
I have a Arabicadabra coffee milk stout from Bell's Brewing.
A what?
Arabicadabra. So it's a play on words. It's abracadabra. So like if you look at the bottle, it's actually a really cool bottle. There's a picture of a magician kind of sitting there standing there with his magic wand over a cup of, it's either a bottle of beer. No, it's a cup of coffee. So
Java.
It's a play on words. So it's magic and it's Arabica. So that, of course, is an homage to Arabica beans, which is a nice strong coffee bean, one of my faves. But this beer says on the website, a little brewer's magic transforms locally roasted Arabica beans and a variety of specialty malts into a creamy, intense coffee stout. Enjoy before it disappears. Arabicadabra is brewed with a cold coffee extract made at a brewery using a combination of fair trade organic Nicaraguan coffee beans and Nicaraguan coffee beans and the Sumatra coffee beans. Lactose is also used for creaminess. Those with dairy allergies or sensitivities should take note. It was inspired by Milch Cafe, another specialty Bell's beer. And it is 5.5% alcohol by volume. It's original gravity, whatever the fuck that means, is 1.06, and it has a shelf life of 6 months. Luckily, this little fucker here was born just 2 months ago. So we're good there. It's available in 12 ounce or also on draft. Well, I don't know. It's D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Drought. I know.
Drought, right?
I don't know why they do that. Stupid. I hate it. I hate it more than two rows of beer bottles on the wall.
So anyway, this is it's a really good beer, actually. I've never had. Again, this is the first time for me. It pours thick. I swear to God, like I feel like some is still stuck to the inside of the bottle. It's a very thick beer, very malty, and just a really, really nice coffee presence, but smooth. I rated a 4.25 on Untappd, which you don't see from me a ton. I love this beer. I'm not going to lie. I have only had a couple sips of it. So if that changes, I'll be sure to let you know. I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of Bell's too. They make so many good beers, and this is just one of them.
I'll have to see if I can get that down here. I know my friends at Untappd will tell me. Arabica.
If I were a millennial, I would say this is coffee as fuck.
Well, I thought when I saw the note in there, and I thought you just misspelled abracadabra.
It's coffee with a beer note. Like I feel like it's very good.
Well, I'll be curious to see if you feel like you need to stay awake all night, if it's got any caffeine in it. Probably not.
No, I mean, they probably not. But I mean, I you can tell, like, if you've ever had a cold brew coffee, cold brew coffee is just a very intense coffee taste, like more than regular coffee, right? I mean, and you can tell that this was just a really long brew cycle for this coffee, and it has this nice, deep coffee flavor to it. So if you're a coffee fan, as well as a fan of the dark, smoother beers, this is definitely one to try.
Well, I'm just adding it to my wish list now, because evidently at Untappd it says it's available up the road from me.
Nice. It's seasonal, so you only have a little bit of time, but I mean, I think this is that time of year where they're probably producing these.
Yeah, the darker stuff. Well, I've got something that's a bit seasonal as well, and it's something that I look forward to every year. Pretty much, shoot, for a long time now. Probably, exactly. I've got the Sierra Nevada, which I'm a big fan of, and it's an IPA, which I'm also a big fan of, but it's their Celebration IPA. Ooh. Which I don't know if you've seen the bottle here. It's got a little snow scene on it. And again, I've had it every year, and this is the 2017 variety of it. It says, the start of celebration season is a festive event. We can't start brewing until the first fresh hops have arrived, but once they have, the season is officially underway. First brewed in 1981, Celebration Ale is one of the earliest examples of an American-style IPA and one of the few hop-forward holiday beers. Famous for its intense citrus and pine aromas, Celebration is bold and intense, featuring Cascade, Centennial, and Chinook hops, honoring everything we have at Sierra Nevada. 6.8% alcohol by volume, 65 IBUs. And it says good with fish and chips, roasted turkey, polenta, and grilled vegetables.
Nice. So, nice.
I look forward to it every year. Pretty much whenever I see it, I always grab some. It does have a little bit of that holiday feel to it, the citrus and pine type flavors to it. And it's a dark red, which you can see here as well in my glass, versus the typical IPA, which is that orange to yellowish kind of style. But I'm going to enjoy this one.
I would, if I had to guess, I would say you're drinking an amber, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's that.
It's very really, red. It's very red.
Yeah, really red. I love
it. It's what you'd call an Xmas beer, right?
Oh, I love Xmas. Xmas beer. Melissa hates that I say Xmas, or if I write Xmas, she's like, I got to spell it out.
I know. That's why I do it.
Yeah. I know. I told you about that. So you got me.
Things we do just to keep our spouses on their toes, you know, you got to. Got to keep them sharp.
Show them who's boss. I'll say what I want.
I do what I want. It's my podcast.
Well, this one will at least be rated at a 4 for me. I don't know that it, again, like you, anything that kind of goes above 4 has to be really special. This is good enough, like I said, that I'll buy it every time I see it each year. But I don't know that it quite goes over the 4, but it is really good. And if you like Sierra Nevada, it'll be one that you will enjoy as well.
Oh, you know what? So last weekend we had this, you know, I talked about it last week on the podcast, but yeah. We had a wedding in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
So between the wedding ceremony and the reception, we decided to go to Hopcat in downtown Kalamazoo, which is a restaurant that is, it's a Michigan brand restaurant. They have a couple locations. There's one, actually a couple that aren't too far from me that I've never been to. But they're known for their selection of craft beer and their food. And so we went into this place, and I mean, oh my God, they brought this menu out, and just like the skies, the clouds parted and the sun shined down on this menu. And I'm just like, oh my God, I could just spend all evening here. I could spend $1,000 on just beer, just looking at this menu. So I had a couple of my usual ones. I had a couple new ones. But after the ceremony, we actually went back to Hopcat again.
Yeah.
I had some more beer, and I had a very popular Canadian dish made up of French fries.
Poos and teens? How was it?
Oh, it was delicious. So it was like they had the fries and the gravy, and then they had bacon on there, and then the cheese curds, of course.
Yeah.
They had fucking cheese pierogies on it.
Oh no.
It was so good. And I was quite inebriated at the time too. So
like, well, that's when that stuff tastes better.
Like I couldn't feel my face, but I mean I could definitely taste the poutine. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you're gonna have to have a big old handful of Tums when you're done.
Oh, and I brought the Tums. I actually went back to the room because I meant to grab some Excedrin, and I'm like, damn it, I didn't bring any. But what I did bring was a Motrin 800. Uh-oh. So I took a Motrin 800 before bed, and I was just fine.
Well, what kind of, did you, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. When you go someplace like that that has every beer known to man, why are you drinking things that you've already had before? Not all new ones. Just curious.
Well, first off, because one was my milk stout, and if I see that on a menu, like I have to drink, you know, and it
on tap.
I don't know, like, huh?
Was it on tap, or did they bring you a bottle?
I'm trying to remember if it was or not. I don't remember. Shit.
Before you could feel your face.
So it was already poured when I came out. So I think it was probably on tap.
Okay.
And then I also had one. It was Dark Horse. No, Shorts. Fuck. No, it was Dark Horse. It was like a Rubaeus Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had their non-nitro before, but it's very sweet. But it was really good. It's like a raspberry type of ale that was a nitro, and it was good.
Did you have this off parade?
Kelly did. They had it. They had it on the menu, so you better believe she ordered it.
Another round for the house.
And then Bree was there, and I was, you know, introducing Bree to some different beers. She actually had one of the left-hand nitro stouts.
Well, good. I was telling somebody about that just the other day, talking about stouts, and they said, you gotta try it. And pour it, and actually when the milk, it was the nitro. So yeah, you got to pour it hard. Don't make the mistake that I did and pour it gently so that there's no head on it. Just turn that sucker upside down.
Yeah. You know, put your balls to the wind or whatever they say.
Whatever it is. So what else is going on? Anything new this week? Did you have any YouTube Kids problems? You mentioned at the beginning that, you know, I said we were going to enjoy something. You said porn. So I thought that was just kind of another reference to the YouTube.
I mean, it is. I mean,
always.
Pretty much, I think if you look hard enough, you can find porn on YouTube, kids. But no, actually, you know, and you had sent me earlier in the week a link to an app called Jellies that's out there. And basically what it is, it's a kid's video app. But what I like about it, instead of just having machine algorithms that are basically choosing what content is safe and what content isn't and things like that, it basically, these are just personally curated by the makers of the app that are guaranteed safe for inappropriate for kids. And you can go on there as a parent and you can kind of choose what like age levels and what categories they have access to. You can turn on or off certain videos if you need to. Yeah, the kids are really enjoying it. I haven't had any complaints yet that they, you know, they're missing particular videos or anything like that, but I do feel a lot better. Like, I feel like I don't have to sit there and watch what they're watching now. Like, I don't want to watch any of this shit, but I certainly don't want them watching anything that's inappropriate. So we did that. It's free for the first month. After that, it's $4.99 a month. So we'll see, you know, again, I'll see if we'll keep going with this or if, you know, again, for $4.99 a month. And the problem is it's pretty much per iTunes account. And Colin and Harrison have different accounts, so I don't know.
Oh,
because we use family sharing, and you can't family share subscriptions,
right?
Unfortunately, so I either need to go and just put them both on the same App Store account, or which wouldn't be a big deal actually. I could get away from it that way, and just so that way it would just be $5 a month for both of them.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing too is since it is hand curated, you're kind of at their mercy. And the one thing that I saw before putting it on Benjamin's, I haven't yet, but I did put it on my iPad and phone just to look and see what it was. It didn't have a search. So earlier I noticed he was watching people build stuff with Minecraft to get ideas. And I tried to see if there was a way to find those. And you said there wasn't a search, but if anybody's a parent out there, the app is called Jellies, Jellies. And again, as Rob said, it's available for the first 30 days, I think it is, for free, and then a subscription after that. So it might be worth it if your kids watch YouTube Kids.
I'll put a link to the developer's website on the show notes too, just so you guys can get to it easy.
Yeah, I know we have a few people out there, at least that I'm aware of, that have kids that watch a lot of YouTube Kids. So it might be worth it.
I think so.
All right, one of the things that we like to talk about here is food, and something I came across. I know, we love food.
Go ahead.
Pizza. I had pizza tonight too, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Virtual high five through the cameras. Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was, you know, not, I mean, it was delivery, so it wasn't DiGiorno, but
thank God.
It wasn't really a top notch one. It was just a simple pizza from Papa John's. But the best part about it was the garlic and Parmesan breadsticks. I think I ate probably four of those and I had one slice of pizza.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
I got my fill of that. And it came with brownies too. So I'll have that after the show.
We got pizza from a place called Nona's in Sterling Heights, and they're a very well-known, very reputable pizza place. You know, it's, I drive through Sterling Heights to get home, so it, you know, it's not really that far out of the way for me. But I got a text from Kelly. I'm still at work. I get a text, bring home pizza, ? And there's only one answer to that.
Of course.
So it's, but the funny thing is, so I'm on the road, and I don't, I like, I'm on the expressway, so I'm not going to like sit there and like page through their website to find coupons or anything like that. So I just called the place up and I was like, hey, do you have any like deals, like pizza, breadstick thing? And she goes, yeah, we have a large pizza and a breadstick. I said, yep, do that then.
Just a single breadstick. That's, so, well, that's all I need. We'll share it.
She said large pizza and cheese sticks. So I said, yeah, that'll work. Not a problem.
Oh, that's good.
I get to the place though, and like there's a large pizza. There's two boxes of the same size large pizza. And I looked at the guy, I said, what the hell did I order? He goes, you ordered a large pizza and a large breadstick. I said, son of a bitch. I said, I'm never going to eat it. This is for two people. We're never going to eat all these breadsticks.
Yeah, you will.
I was offering them to the people that work there. I'm like, you guys want any of this? Like, we're not going to eat any of this. Like, I feel like I should, you know, go give it to some homeless people or something like that. Like, I'm never going to eat all these breadsticks. So, you know, of course, there was a bunch in a Ziploc in her fucking fridge.
Your fridge. That'd be breakfast. The breadsticks are made from the pizza crust. They just cut it and then put the butter and all that stuff.
So I don't know. Sprinkle some fucking cinnamon and sugar on there. It's, you know, boom. Breakfast sticks.
That's all right. Cheese. Well, last week, I think we talked about it in the episode that we went to Raleigh, North Carolina for a soccer tournament. The team did win all three games, which was cool. Madeline scored 1, 2, 3 goals. Missed a couple other ones that were really close. Got some assists. So she had a great series. But on the way back, we were getting kind of hungry because the game's finished. We were leaving about 11:30. So we drove for a little while and then went through a drive-through. And of course, I picked McDonald's because I was really craving the hot mustard sauce. So I'm driving and Melissa is going to eat a sandwich. I think she got a chicken sandwich and I've got my nuggets and a couple of those containers of the hot mustard. And she's holding my container and then like holding the mustard like, oh, I'll dip these and feed these to you. But no, you're not. I'm a trained professional, which is basically my word for everything, because I can do, well, you know, whatever the hell I want to.
Anything you put your mind to.
Anything. Things that I've done more than once, shoot the gap, all that stuff, that's because I'm a trained professional. These are things now, that I can accomplish that most people cannot.
Now, have you ever shot the gap whilst eating chicken nuggets and dipping them in hot mustard?
No, it's one or the other.
Yeah, so, you can't do both.
No. So I'm driving. I got the nuggets in my lap, and I've got a hand on the steering wheel. So I've got, basically it's my right hand holding the steering wheel. So if, in case I have to steer, like if a deer runs in front, my left,
God forbid the road's not perfectly straight.
Well, there was construction, and I got my left hand. I've got my three fingers. So my middle, my ring and my pinky wrapped around the steering wheel. So that leaves my index finger and my thumb to hold the little packet of the hot mustard. So I've got the thing in my lap and I'm opening up and I'm dipping it and I'm eating it as we're driving. So she's like beside herself, like how I can do this, and you know, isn't it dangerous? But we drove I didn't want to tell her how many times I've done it, but I've done it.
But the things we do in the car alone versus what we do with our family in the car. Let's say I'm a slightly different driver alone in the car.
Yeah. Well, that was easy. Because I've done it before and it's, again, not that big of a deal. But I saw something this week that I thought was really cool, and it just happened to be something that pertained exactly to it, but it's something that's on Kickstarter, and it's a little clip that I saw, and I sent it over to you, but it's the dip clip, and it's basically a little plastic thing, a lot like a phone holder in a way. It clips onto your vents in your car, and the little cutout, the little clip there is just big enough to hold one of these mustard packets, so you can basically mount your dip, whatever it is, if it's barbecue sauce or the mustard, right to your vents and drive and dunk at the same time with almost hands free.
This is amazing.
You like it?
I mean, it's pure genius. You know, so you sent this to me earlier in the week, and my first question was, well, will it fit like my hot mustard?
You thought it was ketchup.
Well, that is ketchup. That's in like the ketchup fucking in picture the
video.
What is it? It's ketchup, right?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, first off, who dips their nuggets in ketchup?
That isn't Seven. My son does, but he's seven. He has no taste for anything else. But yeah, anybody of our stature. I don't mean our size, but I mean, you know, how cool we are and how successful we are. It's not
obviously there's a direct correlation between being successful and not dipping things in ketchup as an adult other than french fries
and eating McNuggets in the car
on the road eating nuggets while
one of the weirdest things I did was at a restaurant at lunch was we went to this place nearby. It's called BJ's, and they have beer, but we didn't get that because it was during the day, but they got a really good pizza and sandwiches. And I ordered the chicken tenders, and one of the guy looks at me and goes, "What are you, five?" But I just like them. I got the big old bucket of blue cheese and shoestring French fries.
Who doesn't like chicken that's been fried?
I know.
Breaded and fried. You dip in ranch and shit. Who doesn't think that that's delicious?
Yeah, but I got to order a couple of these these dip clips, and it's one for $5. You can get two for 15, but it's got this, I don't know what a ramekin is. Maybe it's like tongs or something, but
I don't know.
Looks pretty cool.
Well, this is the thing though. I'm not a big fan of eating in the car.
Yeah,
but I feel like if I had this, I might do it though.
It might make it worth it.
It might, because now I know I can get my dips. Because normally what I would do is just order it with no sauce. I'm not quite as ballsy as you are, you know, like two fingers on the wheel, two fingers on my dipping sauce, and then my, you know, reaching down into my crotch to grab the nuggets out. Like I just would probably just not have sauce, but I mean, this is the best of both worlds here.
The whole reason to get the nuggets is to have the hot mustard. Basically, I'm just trying to find a way to get the hot mustard into my mouth without using a spoon or a straw. And the thing about this, if you get the multiple pack, you can get one that has the hot mustard, one that's got the sweet and sour, and one that's got barbecue. You can line those up on your vents right across the front and just dip at will.
That's amazing. This guy's going to be president.
I hope so.
Making hot mustard great again.
What's the weather like up there?
Cold as fuck. How's your weather?
It's about the same. I got a little sound clip here for you.
Winter is coming.
Might just be the cold.
Winter is coming.
I know you'd appreciate that.
It's cold outside. You don't know cold.
Winter is coming for him. It's either me or this cold, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere.
And winter is coming.
You look cold, boys. It is a bit nippy.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
Now, I think we talked about a couple weeks ago about the weather and how you're even living in the Michigan area and that all up there close to Canada and everything, you're not really a big fan of the cold, but you do it because you got family there and your job.
I'm fucking stuck here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm really pulling for global warming because I'd like it, you know. If it could just be warm all year round, it's 30 degrees right now. Carrot Weather says, let me tell you what Carrot Weather says. First off, 30 degrees, it's like the warmest it fucking been all day today, by the way. It says, instead of complaining about the cold, why don't you do something productive like grow extra body hair? Let me see if there's another one here. It says, I've got a collection of 6,241 fingers that were lost to frostbite. I keep them in a really big trophy case. So Carrot Weather thinks it's funny. I think that the cold weather is terrible, though.
Well, we're actually expecting snow overnight and into tomorrow, but 1 to 3 inches where I am, which isn't that bad. And then 3 to 7, I think, a little bit south of me. Basically, where we were driving through last week, and Carrot for me says, here comes a big finger from, or says, here's a big middle finger from Mother Nature. So.
Yeah. So we've gotten a couple flurries. We haven't gotten any snow though. I mean, the grass is still kind of green up here. It's weird, because it's fucking cold, but at the same time, like we haven't gotten the snow yet. So, which I'm perfectly okay with.
Well, it's snowing in San Antonio. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a great time to be alive.
So much for global warming, but I got to thinking about what the worst things are about the cold. Like when the winter starts to come around, I like the fall and I like spring, but I'm not really a big fan of the extremes, the summer and the winter because of the cold. But I think if I had to pick one, that I liked the least, and that would be Winter.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, I'm okay, you know. I'm a summer fan just because I do like the warm weather. But you know, I have love for the it's stepsisters of winter, you know, fall and spring. But winter's hard. Yeah. The kids are stuck inside, and you know, Harrison's bouncing off the walls, and you want to be able to say, you know, go burn off some energy outside, but you know, you can't necessarily send them outside when it's cold as hell. So
no, what's the worst besides the kids bouncing around inside? You have things that maybe that you look forward to the least. Is there anything that you just absolutely hate about the cold weather?
Yeah, the snow. You know, I like snow on Christmas any other day, and just being cold, like cracking skin and then cold wind on your face that just makes you want to fucking shoot yourself, and you know, and runny noses and coughing and all the stuff that goes along with just cold weather. It's terrible. Chap lips. It's always dark outside. Do you want me to keep going?
No, I'm not a big fan of walking across and trying to grab something and getting shocked.
Yeah, me neither.
Or when you get out of the shower, you know, even if you've got the heat on, it's still cold. Then you got to wrap yourself up in the towel. You got to get dressed quickly just to get warm.
Well, yeah, and then the shocking. There's just static electricity everywhere too. It's like fucking floating through the airs, and I just know if I go to touch something metal, like, I hate it. We love fires, so we have a natural fireplace, and we burn wood, you know, a couple nights a week. But I know just when I go up there, and I go to grab that door to open the screen door thing to open it, I'm going to get shocked like a motherfucker. It's going to happen every single time. So I sneak up to it as if sneaking up to it, I'm going to catch it by surprise, and it won't shock me. But I just like, and then I just like do the thing where I just like hit it like real fast to just get it all,
yeah,
just
get it done,
discharged and be all done. But I just know I'm going to get shocked every single fucking time.
I'll walk over there and kind of walk like I'm on snowshoes. I'm picking my feet up to make sure I don't accidentally start to scuff my socks across the ground and build up any extra electricity in my feet. So I do the lift my knees up high and kind of walk around and make sure. But the other thing I hate too is getting in the car. You get in the car, and you never hear in the summer, oh, I'm going to go and start the car to cool it down. But you always hear people, oh, I'm going to go start the car to warm it up.
By the way, I do start the car to cool it down sometimes.
How hot does it get up there?
It, you know, it, you'd be surprised. We have plenty of days that are 90-plus degrees. Like, it still gets, it doesn't get a whole lot, it's not a whole lot cooler during the summer than it is down there.
You live in an igloo. It can't get that hot.
You know where I live, Robert, but it gets hot. It really does. And it gets humid because we're surrounded by fucking water in Michigan.
I guess in the summertime, yeah, it probably does get humid.
It's hot and humid. Like, that's the worst. It's not so much the heat, it's just the humidity. But again, I'll take that over having to tiptoe down the driveway to the mailbox to make sure I don't fall flat on my face because I've hit a patch of ice any day of the week.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. The other thing that I've got a list here of it goes on forever, the absolutely worst things about winter. But one of the things that I hate too is having to wear a coat all the time. So a lot of times if I get in the car and you get trying to put your seatbelt on, you got a big thick coat just to stay warm. A lot of times I'll just take my coat off and throw it in the passenger seat and crank the heat up just to get it warm in there because it's not comfortable. You get socks that you get wet when you're walking around in the snow. Nah, it sucks. Snow's miserable. I hate it.
It is.
All right. Well, so I sent you a list here of Ranker, and we've used them in the past, but it goes all the way up to 40 and maybe even more if you click through it. But we'll go through the top 20 things quickly and see if any of the things that we've talked about were in there, and then maybe comment on a couple of them that kind of strike a chord if we didn't even think about it yet.
All right. So I'll start with number 20. I'll go evens. You go odds as usual. Yeah. Number 20 is pumping gas. And if you've never been pumping gas when it's like 20 degrees outside and the wind is just whipping through the gas station parking lot. It's one of the coldest times it's one of the coldest moments of your life.
Yeah. And there's nothing to block any of the wind, and you got to stand out there. A lot of times I'll do that and I'll go sit back in the car. But since you've turned the car off, the heat isn't running anymore.
And I swear to God, the pumps slower when it's cold outside.
Take forever. The gas. Number 19 is brown and yellow snow. And I'm affected by that is after they've done shoveling it and they're like in a parking lot or along the side of the road, they push it up there and it just turns black. I know that's not what this is, but seeing that black snow everywhere is pretty gross.
It does look dirty. And, if a dog's going to shit on my yard, I don't care if there's snow there or not, to be honest with you, though. Number 18, season depression.
SAD.
And I think it's a thing. I really do. I work in a cave anyway. I don't, and then I go and it's just, dark and it's gloomy all the time. Fuck that.
17, freezing outside, meltingly hot inside. I've had that. You come inside. I see you're wearing your glasses now, too. You're outside and it's cold and you come inside and the heat kind of hits you. And your glasses fog up. You can't see anything.
See, that's the only time I welcome it, just to be really hot in the house. Like, I just want to be able to feel the release of not freezing cold weather. The only thing I don't like is when it gets, it gets moist around the windows and then I got to worry about mold buildup and stuff like that. And cracked seals too. Those are no fun. Oh, nice. Mm. Number 16, slush. Yeah, slush sucks. It's cold and it's wet and that's never a good thing.
That shit in your shoes and your boots.
Yeah, put it in a cup and add some sugar, some syrup to it. I'll take that, but anywhere else.
And it sticks to the bottom of your shoes or your boots, and then you go and get in the car, and you got slush, and it melts.
I haven't had to deal with it yet.
I got rubber mats with the big, thick walls on the side, so all it stays in there.
Like the weather guard mats or something like that? Oh, those are nice. I have rubber mats for my truck. Because I told my car guy he needed to give them to me, so he did. But
it works. Throw them in.
Yeah.
Number 15, I agree with. It's not summer. That's one of the things that sucks about winter.
Same reason Trump won the presidential election. He wasn't Hillary.
Exactly. That was the only qualification he had.
Works for weather, too. Number 14, snow and socks and shoes. That is terrible. I'm not a fan of things being in my shoes and in my socks to begin with. And something that's cold that's going to simply just melt and give me wet feet is even worse.
And that's why I don't even, and I hate to say it because this makes me sound like an old Grinch, but that's the thing about going sledding. And you get the snow in your shoes and you get the snow in your coat and it's good in your gloves. Miserable.
It is.
At least number 13, which is frostbite. I've never had frostbite, thankfully, but no. I know it's painful.
It looks like the worst. I mean, there's like a picture of a hand there with these fingers those probably got to come off, right?
I was thinking he might have needed a dip clip.
He's going to need a really big one, though, so he can fit his sausage fingers in there. Oh man, are enough people getting frostbite where it made number 13 on the list?
I guess it sucks.
Jesus Christ, man, put on some fucking some gloves, maybe. I don't know, a hat, some gloves. Like, take care of yourself.
Stay inside.
Idiots. 12 shorter days or even worse, longer nights. I would agree with that. I can't help, when I leave work and it's 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's just pitch black outside, and I can't help but think, God, just a couple months ago, I could go home and still have a couple hours of daylight, and now it's just dark, and that's rough.
Number 11 we talked about, and chapped lips, and I definitely have this throughout the year anyway, but definitely during the winter when everything is so dry, I'm just constantly using chapstick.
Yeah, I Carmex the shit out of my lips. On the daily, sir. Number 10, driving.
Yep,
driving in snowy, shitty weather does suck.
Yeah. Number 9.
Especially if you have a long drive.
Long drive, and the snow tends to pile into, sometimes it piles into the lane. So it'll either take away a lane, or people don't want to drive that fast on that side because the stuff kind of kicks back in there.
And you know what, though?
and you can't change lanes because there's always snow in the middle.
Yeah, I have four-wheel drive again, though, so I'm just going to plow through that shit this year. It'll be fun.
I do that in my Prius, too. And number nine, shoveling.
Yeah.
My tired ass back. I can't shovel anymore.
I feel like whenever it snows, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to be pretty much unable to get out of bed tomorrow. This will be fun. Although a neighbor of mine, I don't know if I mentioned it, a neighbor of mine has already he got a snowplow attachment for he has a four wheeler.
Yeah,
He got a snowplow attachment for us. So he's like, don't worry. He's like, don't even worry about your driveway. I got your driveway. I got everybody's driveway over here. I'm like, you sir are my hero. So
give that guy a six pack of soft parade.
Yeah, man. Dave's. I've talked about Dave on the show before. He goes to crawfish boil.
Yeah, he deserves at least some nitro. No,
I don't think Dave listens to the podcast. Though a couple other of my neighbors do, and you know we don't.
I hate Dave. Then
Dave,
not going to shovel my driveway.
I feel like I should kill you for saying that. Anyway, number nine, dry skin. Yeah, I mean dry skin.
That's number eight. Number nine was shoveling.
Son of a bitch. Number eight, dry skin.
Thank you.
I had the thing right. I just had the number wrong.
Both into our second beer, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a coconut Hewa Porter from my brewing company.
Good stuff. Goody. I'm going back to my friends at Ballast Point and drinking one of the last pumpkin beers that I have, and it's Pumpkin Down. And it's dark too. I like it. It's darker than the beer that I had earlier. Look at that.
That's dark as hell.
Yeah, it's like a muddy lake, but it tastes good.
Number eight, dry skin. Yeah, I mean, dry skin sucks more than moist skin. And, you know, it is an added bonus when it gets super dry, it cracks and bleeds. So, you know, what's not to love?
Oh, nice. Number seven, heat bills. I hear that thing running all the time when it gets cold. I hate it.
You know what, though? I find that because it's always a balance of, you know, in the summer, my electricity is more because we're running the AC. In the winter, my gas is more because we're running the heat. And what I generally find is when it all balances out, I pay combined between gas and electricity, I pay less during the winter.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to stick up for the winter because fuck cold weather. But at the same time, the heat bills, I don't mind as much as the electric bills during the summer when we're running the AC. So, number six, runny noses. I mean, my nose pretty much runs permanently from like October to April. My nose will just run nonstop, regardless. So I blow my nose probably an average of 9.8 billion times between those that span of 6 months.
You don't tear the toilet paper or the tissues and kind of shove it in there and make like a paper cork out of it?
I'm thinking about sticking rubber cement up there.
Peanuts.
Tree seeds.
This sucks. And I've got a garage. You have a garage?
I do.
Okay. Number five, scraping and defrosting your car. It doesn't help you at work. Although at work, we do have a garage that I'll use when the weather's this, you know, snowing. But overnight, I don't leave it there overnight, so I don't have to worry about it. But heating the car up, letting it run, defrosting all the windows. I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, so I have a garage here, and Kelly takes full advantage of it. But I don't. We have a two-car garage, but it's like just a two-car garage, like not two. 2.1 cars would be an overstatement of the size of our garage. And we have a house that was built in 1967 when people weren't driving gigantic, you know, SUVs and pickup trucks around. So at one point when it was just Kelly and I, we didn't have any kids. I did at one point have both of our cars in the garage, but then, you know, we both got new cars and Kelly ended up getting an SUV. And then I end up like, there's no way in hell my truck's going to fit in there.
Yeah, my car is small and it only fits in there because it's small. If I had a car that was much bigger, I don't think I'd be able to get both of them in there.
No, probably not. Number four, the flu. Yeah, I mean, you know, the flu sucks. I've never had the flu. I'm a good boy. I get my flu shot every year and it seems to work. Callie got the flu last year, and just seeing what she went through when she had the flu, I was glad I got my flu shot. That's, we'll say that much.
Not fun. Number three, wind chill factor. And they say it's 20 degrees outside or 10 degrees outside, but you factor in the wind, it goes lower, and the wind makes everything drier.
It makes everything drier and more miserable and terrible and horrid. Number three, no, wait, fuck. Number two, icy sidewalks.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the event I need a sidewalk, I like it to be dry. I don't like it to be icy, especially ice that you don't see coming. And then all of a sudden, if there's a patch of ice and I walk over it, I'll fall on my ass like every single time. Even if I try not to, I'll see the ice. I'll say, okay, I have to be very careful, and I'll still fall. Like I thinking back, there were two different times when I just fell getting into my car. When Kelly was around, one time I think I was putting something in her car and she was waiting in my car in my parents' driveway. And I just zoop fell down right next to the car. And I'm sitting there like I twisted my ankle or my knee, and my kneecap had popped out of the socket for a second, which fucking hurts. Luckily it went back in, but I'm saying like, I'm like screaming for her cause I can't move. And finally she found me. And then another time I went around and I was a gentleman and I didn't have automatic locks on the car. I opened the door for Kelly at a parking lot at school. When I'm on to the other side, Kelly gets in the car and she looks around and she can't see me because I'm laying on the ground again next to the car.
Yeah. And those are a lot of times, no matter what you do, and our sidewalks are like that, the parking lots are like that. You just, a lot of times you can get it like a false sense of security. You're walking across it. Even if you're walking slowly and you're kind of walking with that flat foot, kind of the opposite of what I said earlier, you're just kind of skating your feet across, looking to make sure that you don't hit any of the ice. And invariably, you're going to hit some and you're going to lose footing somehow. So it sucks. And number one is very similar to it, but it's black ice. So that would be out there on the road where you're just driving along thinking everything's okay. And four-wheeler or not, you're going to hit that black ice and you're gone.
Yeah, that stuff sucks because you don't see it coming.
Scary.
It's one of those situations where you're braking and you think that you're going to stop because you think the ground is dry and it just keeps on moving. I actually had a car once and I needed new tires on it at the time, but I'm on like an incline and then I'm on my way home from work in like a snowstorm. And I just remember I was stopped. Then all of a sudden my car just started moving forward as I was not even hitting the gas. I had my foot on the brake and I remember like trying to steer. I like steered myself off somehow miraculously. I didn't hit the car in front of me, but I probably should have.
Oh yeah. No, I've had that too. It's another thing to hate. That's a nice thing too about working from home. You can just kind of avoid that and it's nice. So I'm thankful for that every time it snows.
We all have to have things to be thankful for, Robert.
I'm thankful for you, buddy.
Hey, I'm thankful for you and this podcast. And I'm thankful for assholes that do crazy shit at Walmart.
I'm not to the point where I hear that in my sleep yet, although for a long time I was hearing the our usual show theme. It's kind of a catchy tune.
I've heard that. Or, you know, one thing, we don't play it as much as we used to. It's like we've gotten away from the Golden Girls. That song, man. I can't. Yeah, okay, good. There it is. This guy here needs a friend.
He needs a lot of stuff.
The guy needs to go eat a dinner and stay away from Walmart is what he needs to do. So this week on Crazy News, we're going to talk about a man arrested after trying to lick women's shoes at Walmart.
It's in Knightdale, North Carolina, and I'm not sure if that's anywhere near where I just was, but it says the Zebulon man is accused of trying to kiss and lick a woman's shoes at Walmart. Knightdale police arrested 25-year-old Nashawn Luther Holmes on Monday and charged him with misdemeanor sexual battery. The arrest warrant says Holmes attempted to satisfy his sexual arousal by laying underneath the victim and in between her legs in an attempt to lick her shoes against her will.
Oh, wait. So Nashon.
Yeah, Nashon.
Which I think is how, I think you said it right.
I hope so.
Okay, so I thought that the guy was like going through the shoe department and licking shoes that were on display. This no. guy was actually licking shoes of women that were being worn at the time that were wow, that's...
Yeah, so he's laying on the ground licking shoes that are being worn.
Well, whatever floats your boat, I guess. Knightdale Police Chief Lawrence Capps says the shopper told police she was talking with another person when she noticed a man on his back who was trying to slide in to get close to her. She followed him when he rushed out and got a description of his vehicle, Cap says. Holmes admitted his intent. It's unclear if Holmes has a lawyer. Court's records list Holmes' employer as, shockingly, the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, the good thing is that he admitted to it, but looking at him, I don't know. I tried to put myself in his mind, and maybe it's one of those things that I don't understand, but...
Could you picture your mail delivery guy licking shoes?
He's a nice guy. I can't picture anybody laying on the ground in a Walmart licking shoes.
Well, see, the key word is Walmart, though. See, like, okay, listen. If I was at Neiman Marcus and all of a sudden I saw this happening, like, I'd say, wow, that's really bizarre. But at Walmart, I look over, I see this, and I'm just like, yeah, it sounds about right. Why wouldn't there be somebody licking shoes at Walmart?
Well, I don't like feet as it is, and I'm definitely not licking somebody's dirty-ass shoe.
Oh, man. And this is real news, by the way.
It is. It's an ABC affiliate. It's not we deliver news.net or whatever it was. We had a few weeks ago.
So speaking of which,
oh no.
So I told Colin, somehow Colin had heard about this news story, and he keeps asking questions about the lady
who the licking shoes cats. One?
No.
Oh, the
no,
trained her cats. Okay.
The trained her cats to steal stuff from her neighbor's house. So it was like, yeah. Like, what type of stuff was she, what, were the cats, you know, were the cats yeah. stealing? And I was like, well, you know, shiny things and cutlery and jewelry and stuff like
iPads.
That.
iPads.
iPads. How do you think you're getting your iPad, buddy? That's crazy, though. So, all right. Well, you know, Nashon.
That's definitely different than just licking shoes on the rack, though.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking, I'm like, I mean, you know, licking shoes out of the box, it's weird as hell. I mean, I'm not going to defend it, but at the same time, I'm like, it's not that bad. But
they're at their best shoes, at that point.
Licking shoes that are actually being worn at the time. That's. Shame on you, Nashon.
Oh, Nashon. Well, if Nashon would like to call us and explain himself, we do have a phone number.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
That we do. And it is 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. You can call us, leave a voicemail. You can text message us. You can't Snapchat us, though. And you can't send dick pics, regardless.
Definitely not. I'm thinking maybe one episode we'll leave the time open that we're gonna have it and then actually make the phones live.
Oh man, that'd be crazy.
See what happens. We can take the messages, but we don't have it set to answer them. But I'll set it to forward and we'll see if we get any. Might be fun.
Maybe the IRS will call us.
Maybe. We probably won't get any, but it might be fun. Maybe we'll be surprised.
You never know who might be calling in, you know, all these lazy motherfuckers that are just sitting there listening to our show, refusing to take any action on anything that we say. You know,
yeah, that's like all right. The cold weather. And the thing about it is, too, I know I've asked a couple of people, I said, well, why don't you call in if they've either on Twitter or email or in person? And they're, well, I don't like the sound of my voice. But I mean, as you can probably tell, Rob and I don't have the traditional announcer's voice. We don't, you know, we're not really trained in this. I mean, I went to school for communication and did those things, but I didn't have, I mean, I've had friends that have really good voices and one of them's still in radio. Another one's doing something else. I certainly don't have a radio voice. And I know you've said the same thing. You're not really that big a fan of your voice. So don't be afraid. Call in.
I have a finance degree. Shit.
Oh, well, but anyhow, if anybody wants to do that, or we also have Facebook, we do have our Facebook group. We have our Facebook page. you go to thetwobobs.com, all that information is there. We love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you find anything like on the interwebs throughout your week that you think, you know, you stop for a second and kind of think, oh, that'd be kind of a cool thing that the Bobs would like to talk about, please post it on the Facebook community. You know, email us a link, reach out. We'd be happy to hear from you.
That's episode 44. See you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.